afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Hanila, moderator for this conference call. Welcome to BPCL first quarter FY17 results conference call. We have with us today Mr. Satish Mishra from HDFC Securities and the management team from BPCL. At this moment, all participant lines are in listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question and answer session. At that time, if you have a question, please press star and 1 on your telephone keypad. Please note this conference is recorded. I now like to hand over the floor to Mr. Satish Mishra from HDFC Securities. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Anila. A very good afternoon to all of you. On behalf of HDFC Securities, I would like to welcome all the participants to the earnings call of BPCL. Today we have with us Mr. P. Balasubramanian, Director Finance, Mr. R. Rajamani, ED, Corporate Treasury, Ms. Teresa Naidu, DGM, and Mr. Ganeshan Jaibal, Deputy Manager. We will start with an opening remark from the management, and post that the floor will be open for question and answer. Welcome and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Satish. Very good afternoon, one and all. Before we begin, I would like to mention that some of the statements that we would make during this phone call may be forward-looking in nature, and we believe that expectations contained in such statements are reasonable. However, their nature involves number of risks and uncertainties that may lead to different results. These forward-looking statements represent only the current expectations and beliefs, and we do not provide any assurance that such expectations will prove correct. Moving on to our financial results highlights, we are happy to announce our Q1 FY17 financial results with a profit after tax of ₹2,621 crores as compared to ₹2,361 crores for the same quarter previous year. Gross under recoveries on sale of SCOPDs during the quarter were at ₹307 crores. Compensation by way of subsidy has been advised by the Government of India for the entire amount, and therefore the net under recoveries are nil for the quarter. Adventitious gain on inventory amounted to ₹1,283 crores as compared to ₹204 crores for the same quarter last year. Quarterly finance costs were at ₹111 crores as against ₹117 crores for the same quarter previous year. Borrowings as on quarter end were at ₹15,964 crores as against ₹16,410 crores as at the beginning of the quarter. With respect to physical performance of BPCL, our refinery's throughput for this quarter stood at 6.2 million tons, which is about 2% higher as compared to April to June 2015 quarter. Our weighted average GRM for both the refineries for this quarter stood at $6.09 per barrel as compared to $8.55 per barrel for the same quarter last year. On the market front, we grew our domestic sales volume by around 8% from 9 million metric tons in April to June 2015 to 9.73 million tons in April to June 2016. The growth was mainly led by petrol around 8%, diesel around 4%, ATF 21% and LPG 6.7%. We are now open for the question and answer round. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star and then 1 on your telephone keypad and wait for your turn to ask the question. If you would like to withdraw your request, you may do so by pressing star and 1 again. The first question comes from Prabal Sen from IDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. I had a couple of questions. One, just to clarify the number of ATF volume growth that you mentioned, if you can kindly run that by us again. The second question was with regard to the refinery operations. Now, in interactions post the results, I believe there was a number of around $1 that was mentioned as an inventory gain. Just wanted to confirm that, that's indeed the number of inventory impact in the refinery as of now. And lastly, if we can get some guidance on major capex projects along with the amounts for the next couple of years. Thank you.
Okay, Prabal, what Ganeshan mentioned in his opening remark with regard to the sale of aviation turbine fuel, compared to the corresponding period of last year, this period of April to June 16, volume growth has been 21% for
BPCL. So that is as far as point number one is concerned. You mentioned 21%, so that is the number.
Right.
Second is as far as the GRMs are concerned, the GRMs of 6.09, what was is after considering the impact of inventory gains, losses, if any. I do not know what you are saying. Probably what would have been mentioned would have been the fact that given that we are a wellhead refinery and also both the refineries are on the coast, the implication in terms of the inventory loss or gain, as has been seen consistently, has been relatively lower. Even when the inventory loss were on the higher side, the DRMs were not so much impacted. So it's more of a, relatively speaking, the impact will not be there. Having said that, the impact is factored in the GRM of 6.09. And as far as CAPEX is concerned, the total CAPEX during the quarter gone by has been about 1,800 crores. Typically, the first quarter sees CAPEX at a relatively lower level compared to the later part of the year, particularly third and fourth quarter would be more. So as against the CAPEX estimate, we have a CAPEX budget of about 13,000 crores for the year. What has been spent till June is about 1,800 crores.
Sir, I was actually, if I may follow up for one second, I was more looking at some granularity with regard to the project-wise CAPEX, or at least even the segment-wise CAPEX.
Okay.
17 and 18, if I can.
17, 18. Okay.
Yes.
You want the estimated CAPEX for 17, 18?
Yes, sir.
Prabal, if I understand,
yeah.
You want the estimated...
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
In
terms of 17, 18, the estimated... CAPEX is around 10,500 crores. Broadly speaking, on the refinery side, it should be around 4,000 crores. Primarily, there will be the expenditure on the petrochemical project which will commence. There is also the residual payment which will happen in the IREP project which is currently under commissioning. So about 4,000 crores should be... the expenditure estimated in 17-18 on the refinery side. There would be some work which would have started on the BS6 projects also. Secondly, as far as marketing is concerned, the total should be around 2,300 crores. Then there would also be the regular expenditure on the ENP side, Bharat Petro Resources, that investment. That will be about 1,200 crores. This obviously does not factor in any expenditure, development expenditure in relation to Mozambique and Brazil. That will be factored in separately once that comes in. And apart from this, there will be the regular maintenance capex across refinery and marketing, which will be about 2,500 crores. All found, it should be about 10,500 crores total is the estimated capex for 17-18.
Okay. All right, sir. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The next question comes from Mr. Rohit Ahuja from Religare Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thanks for the opportunity, sir.
Yeah.
So, two questions. First thing on the refining side, could you guide on the precise timelines for commissioning of Kochi expansion?
Okay.
And by when we can expect the refinery to run at full utilization?
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, on marketing, have we gained market share this quarter, and outlook for the next few quarters? How is the market share going to shape up, considering IOC is also ramping up their refinery?
The first question, as far as IREP is concerned, the commissioning is currently underway. Units are coming on stream one after the other in that sequence. So we expect all this to be, all the units to be commissioned latest by around December of this year. And we expect the incremental capacity to be available fully from the fourth quarter of this financial year. That means the period January to March. So currently we are on track for that, and the units are getting commissioned. The testing, all those things are currently underway. Should be getting over towards the later part of this year, particularly around December or so. As regards marketing, we have had a volume growth of around 8% during the quarter in comparison to the public sector. That was the highest. So to that extent, there would have been an impact on the market share. Having said that, yes, particularly on the retail fuels, there is competition and private players are also there. So we'll have to just see how the whole competitive environment pans out in the remaining part of the year.
So just incrementally on Kochi, when do you expect it to ramp up to full utilization, that entire 6 million ton?
That's what I said, no? The entire incremental 6 million should be available from the fourth quarter of this financial year. That means the period January to March should for the first time see this proportionate quantum of 6 million being available. So about 1.5 million in the fourth quarter of this year.
So you're saying it will operate at
yes. So all the units are coming on stream and we expect everything to be completed by December. So which means that the full capacity would be available on a ongoing basis from January of this year. January of 2017.
All right. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. The next question comes from Mr. Amit Shah from BNP Paribas. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Just a couple of questions. One on the marketing side. It looks like the marketing profitability on a Q1Q basis actually deteriorated substantially if you compare it for a like for like basis, basically X out the refining business as well as the product inventory gain, then whatever is left probably is around the marketing EBITDA, which seemed on a Q1Q basis was lower. Is that correct? And if so, is there any particular reason that happened that you can probably guide us to? That's my first question.
Actually, the one difference which I can tell offhand will be that the recovery that we were making for state-specific costs, arrears, last year was there for the full quarter. This time it will be there only for April. So to that extent, there will be an impact because that period of recovery is already over. All the entire amount has been recovered. So 2 months of this year would not see that particular income. That's one factor which will be different vis-a-vis last year. Beyond that, let me just see if there is any... otherwise, there is no change. There is no one-off, nothing which should give you that conclusion.
Okay, perfect. So then maybe I'll just double-check what I'm... And so what you meant was the octroi, right? That
yes,
benefit
yes.
is no longer.
That is over now. That 3 year period got yes. over. So only for April this month, this year we had. Otherwise, last year, so for the full quarter, it was there.
And that was around 950 crores, right?
For each,
the full year, earlier on?
Yeah, for the full year.
Yeah. Okay. And one last question on the capex front, you said around 4,000 crores for refining and the chemical expansion, right?
Petrochemical, yes. Yeah, that project. The residual expenditure of the IREP project will be there, and also the capex will also start getting incurred on the petrochemical initiative. That's all the clearances are in place. We should see expenditure kicking in next year. During the current year.
Okay, can you just remind on the petrochemical, what will be the total project cost?
The total project cost should be around...
And timeline, yeah.
Middle of 2018 is when we should be commissioning that, and the total cost will be around 4,600 crores.
Okay, thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The next question comes from Mr. Devansh Lakhani from NBS Brokerage. Please go ahead. The question is from Mr. Devansh Lakhani from NBS Brokerage. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah, I just had one question. It was regarding the inventory gains or the losses that you're talking about. So, can you just be more specific in terms of the number that has been accounted for in the GRMs?
So that's what we don't separately calculate that, and it is part of the GRM. That's what we have been saying right throughout, not only this time, earlier also. So we don't calculate that separately.
I was just fairly new. So, yeah, okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. The next question comes from Mr. Karthik S. from Catamaran Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. My question is regarding the lubricant business. So could you tell me the size of the business in terms of value and volume, and give me a split between the industrial and auto lubricants, please?
Lubricant business size.
We roughly have around 9% market share in lubricants, and the market has been fairly flat in this first quarter, because normally the last quarter is going to be slightly higher the throughput and sales. But overall it has a positive growth only, but slightly lesser, that's all.
Yeah,
and we have a 9% market share in the overall lubricants market.
The volume?
Yes.
And how would your volume break up between industrial lubricants and auto lubricants?
That currently I don't have it separately, but I can ask somebody to give it to you.
Thank you. That's all from my side.
Thank you, sir. The next question comes from Mr. Vishnu Kumar from Spark Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Is it audible now? Hello.
Yes, sir. You are audible. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Thanks for your time. And sir, could you just appraise us on a bit on the Mozambique side of your investments? Anything you're progressing now? Hello?
Yeah, sorry, it got cut.
Yeah. Sir, could you appraise us of the Mozambique investments? What are we, any progress there, anything that we are considering?
Yeah, Mozambique is in the final stage still. It's still the final agreement with the government has not been signed. We are looking at another 3 months' time for finishing those things. And we are looking at the FID to be completed by middle of 2017.
Okay.
But the pre-project works are already on.
Okay. So FID, when will, if at all you take a FID in 2017, when will we actually make any investments?
4 years from FID.
No, for the company. Investment.
Investment will start immediately after the FID, but even today we are making investments on the pre-project expenditures.
Okay.
But yes, depending upon the financial plan, will be maybe equities will start, and then proportionately the debt portion also will start.
Okay, got it, sir. Sir, on the bulk and the industrial fuel side, if you could just explain how is the competition, and is the intensity too high, and is there a risk to our current margins, or if you could just explain on that side. Because our diesel industry growth is about 5%, but we have done only 2% growth. So if you could explain that a bit.
See, the bulk segment is as fierce as it used to be. There is one segment where there is a cutthroat competition that is happening. As regards the diesel growth depending upon the number of direct customers we have, especially the transport organizations. And this quarter we have grown almost around 35% on the bulk segment in diesel.
Okay, but what explains the difference between the industry growth of about 4-5% and our growth of about 2%? So the delta, where are we kind of losing? Is it on the highways then?
Our industry market share is lower.
The base is
on the bulk segment, especially diesel.
So my question was, in general, the diesel growth itself has been 5%. So since we are growing on the bulk segment, meaning that we probably lost a little bit of market share on the highway side. Is that the right understanding?
No. Bulk segment is different. Highways is different. Highways comes under retail. Bulk segment comes under the direct.
Okay.
Industrial and commercial customers.
Got it.
Highway is part of the retail customers. Retail sales.
Okay, got it, sir. So yeah. Finally, a follow-up of the one of the callers had asked on the marketing margin drop. Even if we adjust for the Octoi benefits moving out, the run rate for the current quarter that seems to be a little lower even compared to some of the previous quarters in the previous years. So, I mean, is there any specific segment we are seeing some pressures on margins?
There is no pressure on margins in this current quarter. Actually, we have increased the volumes as well as the margins in the current quarter. But if you see that the earlier quarters vis-a-vis the last year, there might have been some slight changes in the pricing cycle and apart from the top price side. But otherwise, the margins are more or less at the same level. There is no dip in the margins.
No, there is one more. See, in the previous year and all, there was some impact on the marketing margin on the positive side because there was corresponding inventory losses. So the margins were getting, slightly adjusted, which we had said in the earlier conference calls also. Probably that is what is making you think that there is a...
The profitability this quarter seems to be a little tad lower than some of the earlier quarters. So that is what...
As far as I can tell you is there are no one-offs other than that Octroy. But yeah, if you are asking any, we will need to just look at it a little bit more in detail before we can talk to you about if at all there is any such difference.
So do we procure any fuel from outside the market and sell it in the country? I mean, import and sell it in the country, and do we lose any profitability on that?
Not petrol and diesel. We don't, other than LPG, we don't import anything.
Okay. Thanks a lot, sir.
Thank you, sir. The next question comes from Mr. Parekh from JP Morgan. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much, sir. On refining, sir, how do you view, the current quarter was obviously started very weak and then has stabilized. So from a near-term perspective and then slightly from a 6 to 12-month perspective, sir, the weakness that we are seeing in the regional refining margins given the Chinese teapot, do you think that this phenomena is here to stay and refining margins are now, between $4 to $6? Or if you see it as a temporary weakness and, in your view, the industry should bounce back to that $6 to $8 benchmark refining margins range?
Considering the current trends in the crack spreads, normally the second half is better than the first half. But there is a wide fluctuation as you got the spreads are concerned in different years. But we are expecting somewhere around $5 to $6. $6 to $8, if it comes, we'll be happy about it. But it depends upon how the global demand moves, especially the Chinese demand and our domestic demand post-monsoons, how it pans into.
Okay. And, sir, within that framework of $5 to $6 benchmark, given that Kochi would be available for the fourth quarter from the March quarter, should we now expect that going forward BPCL as a company, we should now see BPCL's reported refining margins to be on par with the benchmark? I mean, inventory gains and losses aside, I mean, assuming they don't recur?
So, Kochi, once it gets commissioned and the entire capacity is available and stabilized, we should be seeing an increase in the margin over the benchmark by at least around $2 per barrel. Then that's something which we have said in the earlier calls also. Now, as far as Mumbai is concerned, there is not going to be any significant change in terms of its complexity and all that. So there should not be any significant change insofar as Mumbai is concerned. But yes, Kochi should see increase, maybe around $2. So if you factor that in, then you'll have to just modify the expectations around GRM. But that would be for Kochi specific, not for entire BPC. So you will need to make that adjustment.
Understood. Thank you very much, sir.
The next question comes from Sabri Hazarika from Philip Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Sir, my question is on this monthly kerosene price hike. Just wanted to know if it's happening across the country or is it the state government which is basically taking the final say on where it will be raised and where not. Anything on that?
The changes are happening across. There is nothing like, at different places, different countries. That change happens
across uniformly.
So this 25 paisa hike is across the country.
Yeah.
Okay. And secondly, sir, on your volume growth, so you reported good volume growth, but at the same time, our implied marketing margin has somewhat come down. So was there any institutional order anywhere? I mean, whether it's something related to state transport corporations or even on the ATF front, was there any institutional order during the quarter?
No, that's what Mr. Balasubramaniam explained. No? Yeah. What we are talking about, institution and all, will come in the bulk side of the business. Those don't have any impact on the retail margin. That is completely different. Having said that, the bulk side of the business, whatever product it is subject to competition, availability of, you know, imported products and also margins is something which will be a function of the market demand and the competing prices. But that's a separate segment altogether. So institutions, if you are talking about, if any impact, it will be reflected there and not in the retail side of the business.
Okay, so you mean to say that the retail margins are largely stable? It's basically the institutional margins which may fluctuate.
Which is subject to competition, yeah.
Right. Okay, sir, that's all. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. The next question comes from Aishwarya Agarwal from Reliance. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
Sir, just two things. One is with this Kochi refinery expansion, what will be the incremental cost or the increase in the OPEX?
About $0.50.
Sure, thank you. And second is this petrochemical project. So what kind of EBITDA this project will generate for us?
At this point, I mean, it's too early to say. As we said, that it's something which is a import substitution. So there are three products currently which are on which the work is on. So I think we'll have to give it some time nearer the commissioning. We should be able to. Currently, all those products entirely are being imported. So let's see, nearer the time, we should be able to have some visibility on the EBITDA and its contribution.
And what is the inherent IRR assumption for this project?
12%.
Sorry, sir?
12%.
That's the hurdle rate.
Okay. Sure. And one more, sir. This on the ENP side, is there any updates, both Brazil and Mozambique?
No, Mozambique I just now told, as regard Brazil is concerned, the appraisal is going on now. By end of this year, we'll have the appraisal program will be completed. Then we will have to think about the development of the project based upon the appraisal data that we are getting in.
Okay.
So specifically in the year 2017, paperwork should start regarding the approvals and other things. Afterwards, only the cash outflows will come.
Sure. And last, sir, how is the Bina and Maligarh performance in the quarter?
Both of them have performed excellently. And we have...
Bina delivered about $14.5 per barrel and a net profit of 355 crores. And Maligarh was around 9.05 without the excise duty benefit. So that's the GRM. And the profit after tax was around 500 crores.
Sure, sir. This is very, very helpful. Thank you, sir. Mr. Clark.
Thank you, sir. The next question comes from Mr. Vinod Panchal from Franklin Templeton. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. A couple of questions. One on Bina. Could you once again detail us about the operating cost? You had mentioned the last call, I think, for the what is the per barrel operating cost for the refinery?
Yeah. Just 1 minute, Vinod. Operating cost should be around $4 per barrel this quarter.
And what is the breakup of that?
The operating cost it's about 2.5, and then the placement cost is about $1, and there is, they have a small amount of cost. So all found about $4.
What is this placement cost that you have, dollar plus that you have?
This is a inland refinery, so while the product is picked up by BPCL, that has to be placed by the refinery. So they spend, so to the extent it is taken off and marketed within MP and all that, there is no cost, but if it is the placement cost.
Sorry, sir, your voice is, I'm losing your voice every now and then, if you may repeat your last statement.
No, so Bina being an inland refinery, whatever product is marketed within that vicinity, there is no issue. But if product has to be moved from there, like any other refinery arrangement, the product has to be made available there. So, which means that Bina will have to actually spend money on moving the product where it is required. So that placement cost is what we are talking about.
Okay, and what percentage of your total output actually moves out of MP area to a farther off distances?
Offhand, I don't have that, but we may have to check it. It's not a major part of the volume, but yes, there will be some volume which will definitely come out vicinity of Bina.
I mean, broadly, it will be 20% of a total. If you do 6 plus million tons in a year, will 20% be out of MP?
Yeah, I mean, just off the thumb, it's about 20%.
So, a 20% output going out of Madhya Pradesh, which is your core area, leads to $1 plus on your entire output. That means the actual cost of transporting these goods is about $5 plus a barrel?
No, those, I don't have the exact numbers. I'm just giving you very broadly. So if you want such details, I'll have to talk it offline separately. I don't have those numbers readily in front of me.
Okay, okay, fair enough. Second, on the marketing side, on the bulk fuels, which remains frankly a black box for most of us, could you share some light on exactly how the profitability has been in last, let's say, 2-3 quarters, or you know, how it has been in the current oil environment versus 3 years back when oil was much higher, 100 plus? Has your profit as a whole gone up Q-on-Q, be what it may be, but generally in a low oil price environment, you are making more money now than you did 3 years back?
No, bulk segment is always a competitive segment, so it is not that low oil prices or higher oil prices changes the margin part. It is basically the level of competitiveness in the market that determines the margins. The margins are more or less at the same level. Think upon how the individual bids are made. Suppose if it's a big bulk customer like railways are come, and then you have a very big dip in the margins, it will be a dip in margin for everybody because everybody has such customers.
Right, so I asked this question, and you would appreciate that other analysts are also asking for this, because there is a very, very perceptible improvement in the profitability of your business versus what it was 2-3 years back on the marketing side, and B, the very divergent trends across the three companies. So one is not sure exactly how this business is moving, because you don't share much data on per product profitability.
Yeah, it is the most competitive segment, so we cannot share much data, but we do business wherever we are profitable and we have positive margins. As regards to other people, I am not able to comment on that.
Okay, fair enough. And on the marketing capex, you know, one keeps hearing about new outlets being opened, new terminals by all the three OMCs. I was wondering, with you know, 50,000 plus outlets of the three OMCs already in place, plus another 3-3.5 by the private guys, isn't it that India is already a very mature market, and if you're growing your outlets by 5-6% to cater to a similar 5-6% volume growth, what is it leading to? Are we really creating any profits on those outlets, on that capex, because your per outlet throughput is flat to declining for last 5-6 years. So where is the need for new outlets with 50,000 plus already in place?
The new outlets are being developed in the markets where there is a growth and also the rural penetration. See, having said that, there are so many outlets in the urban and semi-urban and highway segments. Still, the rural segment is not that much proliferated as regards the markets or as regards the number of outlets are concerned. So most of these outlets are coming in the rural areas and also in the areas which are now developing with, as an annexure to the main cities. That is, say, like Navi Mumbai or something like that. So there will always be an expansion of the outlet, yes. At some point in time, if the outlets are not functioning, we should look at closing out some of these outlets. Those turning out of these things will happen as we move on and as the number of outlets proliferation is more and then how the competition sets in. But as things stand today, the expansion is happening on the outlet based upon the market potential and also the growth that is happening in and around that areas.
Okay, I mean, a little bit
the lot of urbanization is happening, so the urban markets are also moving and the urban markets are expanding. So all these things lead to some sort of expansion in the urban segment also. Similarly, there are a lot of investments are being made on the highways by the National Highway Authority and governments, both central and state governments, on the national highways and on the state highways. So all these things require some sort of a realignment of the network over a period of time. Rationalization of ROs will take more time, depending upon how the markets and how the competition comes in.
Great. You know, sir, let me repeat this question. You know, every retailing distribution-led industry has a peak penetration point. For the 5-6% volume growth in petrol diesel we may see on a sustainable basis, what is the total number of outlets India would need, urban, highway, rural, whichever way you want to classify it? I mean, we are at 55,000. Do we sort of end up at 70, 75, 1 lakh? Where is it that after which we may not need new investments?
I don't know. Let us wait for such expansions happen. At this point in time, we see that the growth for BPCL is in and we are putting up our investments in those places and we are having a reasonable return on investments in such markets. This is to sustain our market share as well as to sustain our profitability and also take advantages of the growth that is coming up in the market. I am not in a position to comment what will be the market demand when there are 1 lakh outlets across India. We have to see if the India has to every year, which means that we are talking about doubling of the entire sales by 2040, that is the IEA report or that latest reports. So I think we have to wait and watch. Market will grow depending upon how the sector grows. It is not that market is growing indifferent to what the sector is growing. Last 3 years, we have seen that diesel petrol has grown more than 10%, and last year it was 14%. Diesel is also showing some sign of growth now in the last year and also continue to be in the current year. The government is looking at manufacturing as the thrust area for the economy to move around. So naturally, when the manufacturing comes, there will be greater demand for transportation fuels. And depending upon where such demand comes and where such growth comes, we have to realign and then put up newly retail outlets depending upon how the whole economy grows.
Okay, fair enough. Thanks a lot for your time. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Participants are requested to restrict their question to 2 in the initial round and may rejoin the queue by pressing star and 1 again. The next question comes from Mr. Neeraj from Goldman Sachs. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello, this is Neeraj. Sir, I had a question about the Q4 octroi and Q1. What was the amount for that?
Neeraj, roughly for the year it was about 900 crores. Okay, that's for the full year. And this April is what we recovered. After that, the entire recovery has stopped. So, I mean, offhand, it should be around what? One second. Let me just see. If I have that number, I can give you straight away. Neeraj, it should be close to about 100 crores for April.
100 crores for this year and last year entire year was 900 crores.
Sorry, 75 crores. 100 is not. 75. It was about 900 for the full year. So it was approximately, we did it for about a year and about for a month and then thereafter the entire amount has been recovered. So it has been stopped.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
The next question comes from Mr. Vikas Jain from CLSI India. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Specifically for Kochi, could you please explain what you mean by a half a dollar increase in OPEX? For example, right now, say you have about 80 million barrels that you produce.
Because the main thing is coker is going to come in Kochi for the first time. So there is going to be an additional operating cost. That's what I meant by roughly an increase of about half a dollar per barrel in the operating cost.
Sure. So I just wanted to understand that better. So right now you have about what, $1.8 is the OPEX at Kochi?
Should be around the 1.5, 1.8 levels. Yeah.
And so basically when I'm saying that you have about 80 million barrels that you produce out of that, so $1.5 or $1.8 on that, when that 80 million becomes about 110 million, what should the average per barrel OPEX goes up to $2.3 or what do you mean? It's $0.5 per barrel, is per barrel OPEX goes up by $0.5 per barrel.
That's $1. No, no, all that I meant was we are saying that $2 per barrel is what we expect the GRMs to go up. I'm only saying that from that you have to adjust about half a dollar. So the net margin should be around $1.5 for the entire...
No, sure. I understand that, Mr. Rajamani. What I'm saying is that, say for example, right now...
Which is what I meant. The full capacity only. That's what I'm trying
on to. Full capacity. So basically full capacity I should be multiplying by 110 million barrels by $2.3 a barrel. That should be the kind of OPEX numbers broadly we are looking at. $2.3.
Yes.
Sure. And the other thing was, since you mentioned that there is still going to be some part payment left for FY18 for this expansion, I mean, isn't the 18, the number 13,000 crore for this full year a pretty big number? Because I thought that you're left with only about 5,000 crore for this expansion. And if there is something which is getting pushed back, pushed further ahead in FY18 also, then what exactly could you explain if that 13,000 crore is going into this year?
You're right. About 5,000 crores is what we estimate for the current year, the expenditure. But I'm saying that commissioning and all that, once it happens, if there are some residual payments, some amount which are left out, only those balances will get paid off in the following year. But bulk of the payment should be happening in the current year. Essentially, the full payment also gets linked up to, you know, the commissioning, testing and meeting all those conditions which are there. Once that is done, the payment gets released. So whatever residual, if any, there will be some amount of residual payment, if at all, that will come in the next financial year. But yes, you are right, in the current financial year, the expenditure on Kochi is estimated to be around 5,000 crores.
And so what is the remaining 8,000 crore? 2,500 is roughly replacement capex. What would be the remaining, say, whatever, 5,500 crore on?
Next year,
FY17. You said 13,000 crore is the budget, right?
For 16-17, as I said, about 5,000 crores is the Kochi expenditure. There is the the diesel hydro treatment unit which is currently underway in Mumbai. That should be around. And there are some.
Sorry, I missed the figure, sir. I keep missing you.
No.
DHT is how much?
DHT is about 900 crores. And there is also the ISOM unit which is close to commissioning. That's about 300 crores. And then the Kochi will also, initial preliminary work will start on the BS6 requirement. Petrochemicals will be about another 650 crores. So broadly, these are the main expenditure on the refining side during 16-17.
Okay. Sir, when you say that you'll be $2 higher than the benchmark, is it correct to say that the Mumbai GRMs are typically tracking benchmark, the Reuters benchmark pretty closely?
No. What I meant was, whatever is the baseline, whatever Kochi delivers, compared to that, $2 more.
Okay. So whatever Kochi is delivering right now, to that $2 higher. Okay. And so one last question, what is the absolute ATF number for this quarter, which you said is up 21% YOY? The absolute million ton number?
300. It'll be about 370,000 metric tons.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. The next question comes from Mr. Bhavin Gandhi from B&K Securities. Please go ahead.
So just one clarification. This state-specific surcharge was a part of the GRM, right?
No.
It is not the part of the GRM. And so the other question is, were there any M2M gains on the oil bonds this quarter?
Sorry?
M2M gains on the oil bonds?
Some marginal gain, about 10-15 crore.
Okay, thanks.
Basically, right back.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir. Participants are requested to restrict their question to one in the initial round and may rejoin the queue by pressing star and one again. The next question comes from Vidyadhar from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks. A couple of questions. One on Kochi. When does the capitalization start? So when will interest and depreciation be charged in the current year?
From the fourth quarter.
Fourth quarter. So the interest depreciation starts only from Jan.
Yeah. For the full project, yes. But as the units are getting commissioned, there will be some of which may get charged to revenue from an earlier period. But broadly, for the entire project, will be from the fourth quarter.
But so some will get charged and...
Portion will slowly get getting charged in this third quarter and all that. But fourth quarter should see the full impact.
So, but in third quarter, you will also have some utilization rate?
See, there will be some amount of utilization, but, you know, we don't want to, we'll see it out how it is, and then see. There will, obviously, as the units get commissioned, there will be some amount of utilization already starting to happen.
So, will it be treated as trial period, so to say? So, will 1st Jan effectively be commercial commissioning and so interest depreciation, everything starts from
that?
See, roughly.
This is unit-wise commissioning. There are almost 8 units in this whole 6 million tons refinery.
Hmm.
Each of these things are commissioned, there will be some sort of stabilization that need to happen over a period of time. That's why we say that the commissioning has already started sometime from May onwards. It's unit by unit commissioning. And
so from P&L perspective?
No, let me complete. The whole synchronization will be completed only by middle of November. Okay. When the in the unit wise commissioning, there will be some products which will be coming out of each of these units, which is not that off-spec product. These are all these are all good products which are sellable, but thing is that the whole benefit of the full refinery, including all units to be synchronized and get that the throughput and the output as desired distillates will come only after the full commissioning happens. Okay, so when the unit-wise commissioning is happening, and suppose that unit is commissioned, depending upon when it is commissioned and when it stabilizes, the capitalization will start.
Okay, thanks. The second question is on this Kochi expansion. Can you give us the rough product slate of the expanded capacity, or after the expansion modernization, what is the increase in production of certain high value-added products like petrol diesel?
I don't have the product slate. We can share it with you separately, but predominantly products like petrol, diesel will go up, and fuel oil will longer be produced. So basically, the light and middle distillates will be enhanced, and the heavier ends will no longer be there. That's what...
So can you at some stage give us a number offline or extent of change? Okay.
Yeah, but... Very broadly, the light and middle distillates will be there. The heavier ends will no longer be there.
But you can give us some product slate at a later stage.
Yeah, we'll give you.
Yeah, sure. Thanks. Last question on this Russian E&P acquisitions. What's this cost for you? How is it going to be funded? And when is production revenue accounting likely to start? And what would be your share of production in barrels per day?
We have signed the heads of agreements now, and then we are still doing the final due diligence, and also the approvals are getting, I think we will be able to share the whole details once we conclude the agreement, and then when we have the full things in the picture. But yes, one of the assets, which is the Vankor, is already a producing asset, so from the day one, it will start giving us a return. TAS is also producing, but it has been ramped. It will have a concurrent capex along with the production, and it has been ramped up to the level. That will take another 1 or 2 years, but the thing is productions will be on. So the revenue streams, how much it comes, all these things I think perhaps we can share once we conclude the contract.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir. The next question comes from Ratna Jyoti from Palace. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. My submission is I just wanted a repeat of inventory gain numbers for Q1 versus year ago number. Somehow I missed it.
So the inventory gain at the refinery is part of the GRM. We don't have it separately.
Okay. So I listened to some number 204 versus something, or I mean, year ago number was 204 versus 1100, something like that. So that was not related to inventory gain, right?
No. On the marketing side, the inventory the inventory gain in the marketing side was about 1200 crores as against 200 crores of last year. Refinery, it is part of the GRM.
Twelve hundred
versus 200 of last year.
This cannot be termed as inventory gain, right?
This is on the marketing side. This is finished products. On the refinery side, it is part of the GRM.
Okay, fine.
Thank you, sir.
Fine.
The next question comes from Mr. Arya Sen from Jefferies. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. So firstly, if you could give the receivables from the government at the end of March and at the end of June, and if all that has changed currently.
Yeah, from the government, roughly as on date, we should be having somewhere around 1,700-1,800 crores. So that keeps coming. From March, subsequently, money has been received during the quarter, whatever subsidy announcement of 307 that will have got added. So around 1,800 odd crores would still be receivable from the government at this point in time.
And what was it at March end, sir?
I'll need to just check. Arya, can we do this offline? I can tell you because there will be some outstanding of the DBTL plus the subsidy of last year. So it will be slightly on the, it was slightly more. If my memory serves me right, it is about 2,500 in March, which has since come down to some extent.
Understood. So secondly, one of the other OMCs indicated that there were some import losses on LPG. Was that the case with you as well in this quarter?
LPG is imported jointly, so if there is a loss, everybody will have that loss. So LPG generally is a shared import, it's not done separately.
That would mean that, I mean, IOCL said that there was a loss on that account, so that would be applicable to you as well.
Yeah, but depends on the share out. It is not that everybody will have the uniform share out. It depends. Each cargo, the share out will be different. So there will be some amount of losses which will be there.
Okay, but at least are you confirming that there was some loss or?
No, I'm only saying what you said. Somebody can, I don't have that separately, but LPG imports is done jointly. And the share out varies from shipment to shipment. So if on a shipment there is a loss, there will be a share for all of them, depending on the share. That's all I am trying to say.
Understood, sir. And lastly, on the FY17 capex, if you could also give marketing, what is the capex? I mean, the entire build-up of 13,000 crores, I think you've given for Kochi and the refinery side.
So 13,000, I talked about refinery about 7,000, which is about 50%. And on the marketing side, the project which have started out, totally putting together all the new projects should be around 800 crores. We could be looking at some amount of investment in Bharat Oman refineries where the expansion has already started. So that is something which is possible. And there will also be the regular expenditure on the upstream side, which is about 800 crores. And the maintenance capex across refineries and marketing side, about 2,500 crores, which is generally the case each year. So that will be there. So all put together, it's about 13,000. Half of it in refineries, balance is coming in the other side, including marketing.
And marketing, you're saying, is only 800 crores of the balance.
Including maintenance capex. Maintenance, what I said, 2,500 crores is for both refining and marketing. I thought 800 is only the new terminals and all that we are starting.
Understood. So that's all from my side. Thanks so much.
Thank you, sir. The next question comes from Mr. Sumit Vora from Swiss Finance. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Very good afternoon, sir. I wanted your outlook on, how do you see, sir, you know, the GRMs, because there are reports that GRMs have come off. So how do you see GRMs shaping up? And secondly, sir, your view on the petrol and the diesel cracks, sir?
So that's what Mr. Balasubramaniam had answered one of the earlier callers on that. The GRMs in the beginning of second quarter, the Singapore cracks had come off significantly. So July and August was a bit of a challenge. Slowly it is seeming to stabilize. So hopefully we should be looking at $5 to $6. Anything above that would definitely be welcome. But at this point in time, it looks like around that $5 to $6 range. Obviously, it will depend on how the MS and diesel cracks go. And MS crack, as you are aware, was pretty strong some time back. They are not so strong now. So, yeah, we'll have to wait and see. $5 to $6 is what it appears at this point in time.
So, sir, this $5 to $6, are you talking about this quarter, sir, or you're talking about the whole year?
No, I'm talking about what it is now. I mean.
Okay, wonderful. Okay. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, sir. The next question comes from Vinit Joshi from Goldman Sachs. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Do you have any planned refinery outages in the next 3 to 6 months? And do you see any impact on your refining volumes as Kochi commissioning keep on progressing?
Sorry, can you repeat it, Vinay?
Yeah, I'm saying, sir, do you have any planned refinery outages in the next 3 to 6 months? And do you see any impact on your refining volumes in the next 3 to 6 months as Kochi commissioning progresses?
Yeah. So over the next 6 months, 9 months, etc., there would be some planned outages of units. It will not be the entire refinery getting shut down or anything like that. Obviously, there will be some in Kochi for the hookups and all those things. But at this point in time, whatever are the planned shutdown in any of the refineries are not significantly impacting the volumes or the planned throughput. Because as I said, one, it is individual units, and also the number, it's about a few number of days, not even a month or anything like that. So therefore, we don't see much impact in terms of adversely hitting the planned throughput of the refinery.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And do you have any color on the outages in the refining industry as a whole on a global basis? You know, do you think, would it be higher or lower versus last year in the fourth quarter?
I think we will need to have an offline discussion around this. I don't have those numbers readily, but
okay, no problem.
We can probably have a chat around that separately.
And lastly, just to reconfirm, sir, in first quarter of 2017, the expanded Kochi unit will be operating at 100% utilization rate. Can you confirm that?
That's what we are looking at.
See, the ramp up will happen from 70 to 100 over a period of time. The Q4, we are expecting some more. Around 70% of the capacity is for the one quarter.
Okay. All right, sir. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. And we will have the last question for the day from Amit Shah from BNP Paribas. Please go ahead.
Hello, something you already discussed, but the line was bad. The capex total is 13,000 crores for FY17, right?
Yeah.
Of that, Kochi will be how much?
4,000 crores.
Sorry. Amit, Kochi will be about 5,000 crores.
5,000 crores, okay. And the rest of refining is around 4,000 crores.
Rest of refining, if you exclude Kochi, will be about 2,000 crores.
Okay.
Out of which the Petchem project will be the one, which is part of the refinery.
Okay, so that's 5,000 from Kochi, 2,000 from refining and petchem, which is roughly 7-ish, and then 2,300 capex roughly from the
there
marketing side, right?
No, maintenance capex of 2,500. there will be, we could be looking at some investment in our joint venture, Bharat Oman Refineries. And there will be the regular expenditure on upstream, the regular expenditure, not considering Mozambique or Brazil. So the regular expenditure of our 800 crores there.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you so much, sir. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, sir. And that will be the last question for the day. I now like to hand over the floor to Mr. Satish Mishra for closing comments. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Anila. Thank you, everyone, for your participation in the call. We are thankful to the BPCL management for giving us the opportunity and your valuable time. Sir, would you like to make any closing comments?
No, thanks. It was. I think all the points were covered. Thanks a lot, Satish.
Thank you so much, sir. Thanks.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes your conference call for today. Thank you for your participation and for using Doosabha's conference call service. You may all disconnect your lines now. Thank you and have a pleasant evening, everyone.